Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 you guys. Hey, we are live this morning because the Global Vision for Living Today show is hot and on fire. Why are we? It is because he lives. And you know who I'm talking about. Without him, we are nothing at all. Without him, we can do nothing at all. Without him, oh, my God, nothing else matters in our life. Hi, good morning, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. I see the phone line jumping. God bless you. Thank you. Today's show is entitled for its topic, How Can I Make God My Friend? We're running all to the nightclub trying to meet new friends. We're running all around town, to and fro, north, east, south, and west, trying to make new friends. We're standing around trying to get in line for these online dating shows along with their catchy apps. We're doing everything to make anything our friend. But guess what? There's only one friend that you don't have to worry about trying to buy. There's only one friend that says he controls the universe and everything in it. There's only one friend that says, I am the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. We're so happy to have you with us today on our show. We always introduce Colonel Dr. William Harrison. I was looking here this morning, 187 shows. Oh, wow. Isn't that wonderful? God has counted on us to get on here and talk about him and his marvelous acts. And you know what? We don't ask for any money or anything because we know when you work for God, God will pay. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. How can I make God my friend? How can I make him my friend? His son said, come unto me. And his son said, the Father and I are one. So that's the clue right there. We've got to make our way through hell or high water to this God. How can we do that? You might say, oh, you know, I'm only human. You know, I was born in sin. Okay, everybody over 2 years old knows that. I sure hope they do. But rather than just hear that, listen to it, look up at somebody else chatting away about that. You and you alone, you and you alone have an obligation to make the one and only true God, the Psalm 83:18 God, that's what we call him, that people may know. I won't read the rest. We've been talking about it for weeks. Look it up, Psalm 83:18. This God names himself Jehovah. He says, I am. I am. I am. My name is, and there's none before me. God bless you all this morning. We're going to go right into our show. Colonel Harrison, how are you doing this morning?
Doing great, Dr. Cappuccino. Good morning to you and the listening audience. Thank you for asking. All is well in this second Saturday of the new year and the 187th show. Amen. Excited about
Amen
it.
Amen to you. That. Thank you. Thank you for being a part. Why should anyone be interested in making God their friend? I'm not talking about Buddha. I'm not talking about Shinasta Kain. I'm not talking about any of the Hindu God. I'm not talking about the old one people worship by the name of Belshazzar, Nebuchadnezzar. I'm not talking about them. But what can we do? Why do we want to make God our friend? Why should we make God our friend?
We should want to make God and desire to make God our friend, Dr. Cappuccino, listening audience, because God is the creator of the universe. And the truth of the matter is God is the true friend of mankind, because he created mankind and everything that dwells therein. Therefore, as a result of him being the creator, he loves us. So for no other reason, I should want to make God my friend, because he's God, the creator, Jehovah, and he loves mankind because he made mankind in his image.
Yes, he certainly loves mankind. People talking to me all week about that. Why COVID? Why the Omicron? Why the Delta? Why this? Why this? Why that? If God did not love us, the universe right now, as far as the planet Earth is in it, would be no more. All he has to do is stretch forth his hand. He might not have to do that. And the Earth, no more. Pull it out of the solar system. Pull it out of the starry constellation. And everything on it dies. So, yes, we can say, I don't care if your rent ain't paid, your lighting bill is not paid, and you don't have gas in your car, and I could go on and on. You guys know exactly. You know me. You know what I'm talking about, and you know where I'm going with this. The thing is that no matter what, God does care. Now, he's given us a blueprint for living. He's giving us a blueprint for getting along with others. He's done it all through what? Through the Holy Bible, the Word. I don't know about those other books out there, because whoever wrote them probably is dead. They have no resurrection power within the folds of their being. But right now, we know getting to know God, you got to know him first before you can make him your friend. I'm just not going to go out there in the streets and say, here, that was my friend, that's my friend. I got to know something about him. They have got to show me that they're worth having as a friend and so forth and so on. But making God a powerful spirit, your friend, you know, you really don't have to worry. If you worry about anything, you just want to. You really don't have to worry about dying because you already know something about the one you're going to make your friend. He said at one point you could live almost to 1,000. But now because the soil and parts of the earth, the atmosphere, the stratosphere has been polluted. Now, his fault. Genesis says, when everything was created, the morning and the evening stars clapped their hands and said, ooh, good, this is good. It's not God's fault that man has decided to take a side step into evil. And now he's paying the price. But let's go into how a person can make God their friend. And you know what? I got my pen in my hand, and you should also, too. We're going to name just five ways a person can make God their friend. Colonel Harrison, why don't you start us off? Colonel Harrison is the pastor of Second Union Baptist Church there on the East Coast, Washington, D.C. You hear him every week. We're going to have him start us off. What are some of the ways? Start off with three ways that we can make God our friend, because if we don't, we're going to be in worse shape tomorrow than we are today. Colonel Harrison, three ways. How can humankind make God, the Jehovah God, the Psalm 83:18 God, the one and only true God of the universe God, the one who calls himself the creator, formator of the stars above and hell below? How can a person make God their friend? Give us three ways.
Yes, Doc. What comes to mind? Prayers there, but we have to seek. We have to seek him. We have to search for God first. Secondly, get to know who he is. And thirdly, he said he will make himself known to us. So we have to search for him. We search for him through prayer. Then we get to know who God Jehovah is, the Psalm 83:18 God. Once we get to know who he is, he will reveal himself to us in so many different ways, in miraculous ways. So those are the three that come to mind. Search for him through prayer. Then you get to know who he is because you'll find him, and then he will reveal himself to you in a very peculiar, unique, and profound way.
That's so excellent. I go along with two of those. One, I do not, because the Bible says that we need to seek and search for God while he might be found. You said that first way is through prayer. Then second, you say you got to search him out. The Bible says no one, y'all be listening to here, no one can come to the Father except through me. So let's back this train up. Let's put in there that they have also got to study. Not come to know, but they've got to study and learn who Jesus Christ is, the Son of the living God. Let's not leave him out. You know, we love Jehovah. Yeah. We love his name. We understand who he is, but we would not be sitting here if he didn't give his life, if he did not go to Golgotha and give his life, hung up there, bled, and then he died. He told God, he said, it is finished. So we can't be, you know, going all off on one end, but we've got to recognize the Savior, the one who made salvation possible. Up in heaven, they looked down, and he said, here I am, send me. Send me, I'll go down there, and I'll become a living sacrifice. Jesus Christ actually did do that. Now, I see some things here on this board. You guys, you got to have your Bible ready, because sometimes we will call out an actual scripture. So if you're going to make God your friend, if that's one of the ways, then you got to also honor the Son. You got to make sure that one Jehovah sent forth is one that you recognize, one that you're going to study and learn about. And then thirdly, on my end, he said in Matthew, last book of Matthew, go ye therefore. He didn't say go sit up and listen. He said go ye therefore. Look up the word go. Look that word up in Greek, Hebrew. Look it up. If you don't believe Colonel Harrison and I, go means go. You know what it means. Go ye therefore, preaching and teaching. Okay? So we don't want to over outskirt him, because the topic today is how can I make God my friend? How can I? Most people on dope and drugs, you know, they're not thinking that way this morning, but we're teaching it this morning. And of course, the preacher man, Colonel Harrison, is up on his game. If you speak a little louder, Colonel, that would be great. That's what I'm seeing here. Okay, so right now, we got three ways that a person can make God their friend. Now, here comes the boomerang. Once you come to a knowledge of God, once you have honored God by your works and actions, oh my God, what are you going to do for your friends? You want to make God your friend? He ain't no joke. You can't walk beside God in spirit doing the same old things you were doing, begging, hungry, dope and drugging up. You guys know who I'm talking about out there. So once you follow at least three ways, there's thousands probably, but once you follow three ways on how to make God your friend, okay, he's your friend now. What are you going to do? Colonel Harrison, what should a person do once they make up their mind to make God their friend? I don't like these things. Okay, well, go out and seek and go out. We're not going to do anything, because everything we do that's worth doing under the power of God is for God. And, of course, we can only do it through whom? The one called the Christ. No one gets to the Father except through me. So now that we decide to make God our friend, what are some other things we're going to do? What is God going to require us to do to be his friend? Get up in the morning and do the same thing? Wait to die? No, you ain't got to die before you cast it? Talk to us, Colonel Harrison.
Yes, Dr. Cappuccino. The next thing, and the fourth thing, rather, is to obey him. Do what he says in the Bible. Obey his holy words. If we want someone to become our friend, yes, obey him, and we have to respect him. We have to reverence him. So we obey his holy words in the Bible, then we reverence him with respect, with honor, and love in return to God, because he first loved us. So obey, respect, / honor, / reverence comes into the next purview, man.
Okay, I see some negatives here, okay? And when we tell people to obey his word, uh-oh, we got a problem. What if they don't know the word? We really can stay there until tomorrow, but, of course, we only have 30 minutes, and we're halfway through. So we tell a person to obey God, oh, obey the word. You know what? They're going to sit there, and they're going to want to say, oh, my God, this is a joke. He know, she know, I haven't read no Bible.
I don't know what's in it. How do I know how to obey God and I don't know what's in it? I know in my heart something is telling me. I don't know what it is. It's probably the Spirit tugging at me to get to know God. Get to know God. We've already gone through the ways. We're not going to just open the door and run up to the first church we see. Don't know nothing about them. They could be part of the Hillside Slayer generational family. I don't know nothing about them. The apostles, disciples, the holy men said, well, how can I do anything unless God draw me, unless God make it happen? So making God our friend, I think we can go a little bit more than that. Give us a little more amplification on making God our friend. Why should we do that? I don't know everything about him. I haven't read 66 books of the Bible. I can't find nobody a day to even do it because they ain't got time. At best, a sermon is an hour, and that's too long because they need to be out of there. They really need to be out of there. They don't need to come sit up in there and look at me. But that's what this thing has led to, tricks, gimmicks, nothing else to do. Do everything in there except telling them to get up, roll your wheelchair out of here. Oh, the snow is deep. I'll help carry you. Watch. God, watch what God do when he see that kind of faith. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. So you mentioned earlier that we should be interested in making God our friend because he's the creator. How do I know he's the creator? Uh-oh, so now we're getting a little deeper in than just telling people something and they go home and they kill themselves. I hear that just about every week. Yeah, well, he was in church this morning. Yeah. This is not the 1860s. You know, I hear that kind of talk. People are educated now. The blacks are talking white. The whites talking black. People are educated. Nobody's going to listen to anything. You know, they might hear something, but they ain't going to listen. They're not going to be moved to do anything. Why do we? How can we? When can we make God our friend, Colonel Harrison?
You make God our friend, Dr. Tina, again, when we search for him, seek him, find out who he is, then he will make himself known to us. Then get someone, a teacher, find a teacher to teach us the word of God so we can learn the word of God and be obedient to what the teachings are in the word of God that the teacher teach to them.
Colonel Harrison, let's stop right there. Search for a teacher. Now, we are straight shooters. So if you tell someone to search for a teacher, what are going to be the qualifications? How are they going to want to know what to look for in a teacher? How do you know they're God-inspired, Spirit-led? That's a loaded statement to tell people that probably have never even heard the name Jehovah. Find a teacher. Number one, how are they going to do that? Where are they going to find a teacher? Who can they call to say, do you know somebody teaching about God? He said, no one. I think we need to change that rhetoric. No one can come to the Father except through me. The Father has all those jewels of knowledge. But Jesus said, you ain't going to do it. Sit up there and play Russian roulette with your spiritual life if you want to. But he said, that's not going to happen. So can you really give us a little bit more reiteration on that? They're not going to just, what qualification would a person have to go out there and search for a teacher? Nothing but a carnal mind. So I think we better stick to what you said in the first instance last week. They must pray. Make up their mind. They may say, I don't know how to pray. I had a mother, she's still in my heart, that says, oh, I don't know how to pray, Lulu. Can you teach me how to pray? I don't know anything about how to pray and what I'm going to do. I don't want to listen to any joke stuff. I don't want anybody crossing my path trying to tell me who God is and what God's about. I don't want that. I don't need that. I can't handle that, and I'm not going to dish that out to my family who's in the grips of Satan. So I think we need to go back where we got off there's no way I can wake up and say, yeah, you know, something's in me, something's come over me, you know, like the song, something got a hold on me. That is not going to happen. You said last week, and you've been saying this, and I've been amening it all the way through. I have been saying, get on up. Jesus told the man, he said, take up your bed and walk. He didn't reach down there to give him no hand. He told him to do that. Take up your bed and walk. Take up your cot and walk. These were people that from the babyhood days knew the rabbinical code, and they were taught there by their Israelite parents what to do, how to do it, and why. I was telling someone before that if they got into trouble, the parents had to take them to the elders at the gate, and they would be stoned. And if they wouldn't do it, these parents were told, you throw the first stone because you missed something. You didn't do something. You were walking in the synagogue, the temple. You were bowing your head in the incense, but it was something you did not do. So how can we get on the show and tell people to search out where you're going to look? Where are you going? You said, and I'm in agreement, fall down on your knees and pray. Oh, well, I don't know the preaching now. Well, I don't know anything about this God called Jehovah, Psalm 83, God. I don't know anything about him. But I can tell you this much. You fall down on your knees, something great really is going to happen. You know, like the other song says, something got a hold of me. Something will get a hold of you because he said, I want all. I don't care what you are. Homosexual yesterday, liar tonight, adulterer next week. I don't care. Because I know if you come to me, if you come to me, I've already told you that you don't have to know 66 books of the Bible. Take out what you can, lay your hand on the words of the scripture. But if you do that, he said, I'm going to show up in your life, and I'm going to show up. So, Colonel Harrison, can we go back and get on the train where we got off? Okay, he said, he, not you, not me, but he said, no one comes to the Father except through me. So let's not get it twisted. We already got twisted. We know that's Jesus from Scripture. So that means before we run up in the face of God, we've got to honor the Son. The Son hung there, bled, and died. And he said, it is finished. I done already told you, you done walked me 3 years. I done ran Judas off. You already know that. You've seen it all. You done begged and prayed beside me for 3 years. Now here I am. I'm going to the Father. So to make God our friend, who is the principal party that we've got to deal with? Colonel Harrison, help us out. Who do we have to deal with first?
We have to deal with Jesus. Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Can I get some help, please?
Yes, you can. Who are you?
Do you have a girlfriend?
Do I have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yes, and I love her very much.
You want to have a relationship with me, sir?
Colonel Harrison, you want to answer that?
So, I sure would like to be in your butt.
Have a relationship. I invite you to have a relationship with God's Son, Jesus Christ.
Well, you can, and he said all you have to do is come forward and make that claim. Anyone else on this call want to have a relationship with Jesus Christ? Here's the first prerequisite. You've got to want and pray for from your heart that this one called the Christ, Jesus, can make you whole again. By learning about him, praying through him, praying to the Father through him. Jesus Christ came for a purpose. He looked down and he saw all the ills of mankind after the flood, after all of the issues that men were facing, and he said, something's not right here. They're not going to make it. I don't want to go through another flood scene where everything breathing is destroyed. Help me, please. We got to not so much fall down on our knees. That would be good. But we've got to let God know that, you know what, that old me, that old she, he, I don't want that no more. I haven't got nowhere. My kids haven't got nowhere. My grandkids ain't got nowhere. man that's dead before the call is over.
You're speaking so softly, I can barely hear you.
Well, I sure hope you can hear me now, because I really want to get this across. You and anyone else on this call can have Jesus Christ as your friend. And, of course, if you're a friend of Jesus's, you are a friend of the Father. You're a friend of the Holy Ghost. You are a friend of everything good in this universe, and it will work good for you. Good attracts good. Evil attracts evil. And anyone interested in a relationship on a weekly basis, some kind of study, you can also email us at mothernature7@gmail.com. You're not going to get any quacks to try to tell you nothing. If they don't know anything about the 66 books of the Bible, the scripture said, hear them not. You're going to God through his son, through prayer. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm ready to start now. I don't know why I got these leanings and these cravings, but whatever you say, that's what's going to go. That's where we're here on the Global Vision for Living Today. Oh, yes, that is. Keep that email there handy. And when you email us for a free Bible class, Bible study, Bible lecture, whatever it is, we're going to give you that. We don't care who you are, what color you are, what your culture is. We're not interested in this, because he said, come unto me, all ye. He didn't say just the bobcat over there. He didn't say the homosexual there. He didn't say the thief there. He said, come unto me, all of you who are laden and burdened down. We have something for you here. Free of cost, no charge. Where are you going to get anything like that for no charge? So if you're concerned about your walk today, if you're concerned with how you're going to wake up tomorrow, and if you do, what are you going to do? We're here to help you. There's some on this call now that stands in the need of prayer. Somebody needs some prayer. Colonel Harrison, can you hold up a prayer right now? Tell him you're not a fool for tuning into this show today.
Yeah.
You're not crazy listening to this show today. You came on because you tried everything. You've been everywhere. You've done everything. And so far, no good. Colonel Harrison, offer up a prayer right now in that name, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, Lord, we come to you in the matchless name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask in you, Lord, to touch the hearts and the minds of those, Lord, who are in need, those who are searching, Lord, those who are trying to find their way but haven't found the answer to their lives. They have despair. They have ups and downs. They have sickness, Lord. They have disappointments. They have discouragement. But Jesus Christ, your Son, is the answer. You said no man can come unto the Father but by you. You said if we seek him, search for him, we will find him, and he will make himself known to us. So touch them, Lord, from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet. Touch their hearts, their minds, their spirit, and their soul. Let them know they must turn from their ways, Lord, and just seek you through prayer, and you will reveal yourself to them. You will meet them, Lord, and you will swell up in them, Lord, through the Holy Spirit. And, Lord, they'll be changed. And Lord, once you change them, no man or weapon can be formed against them. So, Lord, we ask you, those who are out there in the world, Lord, that don't know you, that going to and fro, trying everything, liquor, drugs, women, men, everything, Lord, everything but Jesus. Once they try Jesus, Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the key, and Jesus will save you from your wickedness and save you from perishing. This is your servant's prayer on behalf of this program show. It is in Jesus' name we pray. We say amen, amen, and amen.
Show up in their life in the name of Jesus. Show up in their life big time. Show up and show out. We're not wasting time here today. These are those that you called. Here they are. Hear the prayers. Hear what's in their heart if they say nothing. Hear what they got to say and they say nothing. In Jesus' name, hold on to them for the global vision for living today. God bless all of you. Same time next week. Come on down. Any questions, any answers, any other prayers?
My name is Fred Herbert.
Mother Nature.
I sure would like to see you in your fight.
In the name of that God. Amen. Okay, you
guys.
See you next week on the episode, next Saturday, same time. Hold on and know that you will be held up in Jesus' name. God bless you. Bye-bye. Have a great weekend.